When I turn on the news, well, when I turn on the news, the reporter is often telling me, oh, the price of gas is going to go up. And sure enough, by the time the sports scores come on, the price of gas has gone up. I always found myself thinking, how does that person know? Well, I found out they don't know. The person on the TV news isn't talking about the price of gas. That person is talking about the price of crude. One type of crude, usually light sweet, which is what most Americans use in just one price, the highest futures contract for that particular day. Contrary to most people's understanding, the price of gas is not determined by the oil companies. The price of gas is composed of a lot of things. The price of crude, refining it, transporting it, storing it, of course, marketing, markup, and taxes. Lots of guys in the supply chain, and they all want their cut. We live in a free market capitalist society. That's how we get goods to market. Now, the price of crude on refined gas is determined roughly by supply and demand. Buyers and sellers get together and decide what they're going to do. They do this at a market. It's called NYMEX, and it's in New York. A seller has two options. A seller can say, okay, I want to sell my gas on the spot market. Make delivery today, get whatever the going rate is. But a seller can also sell on the futures market. They can make a contract with a buyer to deliver a set amount of crude at a set price and delivered at a set date. That's a futures contract. Two things about futures contracts. First, there's more of them. They cover more of the crude that we ultimately use as gasoline in our cars. Why is that? Well, mainly because the crude that is in the ground that's easy to get out is gone. We've already pumped it out. We've already used it. The stuff that's in the ground now needs more investment, more equipment, more engineering, more manpower. Producers just want to get their money back. They're not going to do it for free. So they sell it at a guaranteed rate, making sure that they get their profit. The other thing about futures contracts is that they've been going up a lot. And the reasons for that are mainly very high demand, very tight supply, an expectation that that's not going to change anytime soon, and a little speculation.